This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The June jobs report is out, and the U.S. economy added 850,000 jobs last month. It's an encouraging pickup from the slower pace of job growth over the past 3 months, and a sign that overall economic growth is tracking stronger than in the first quarter of the year. But what is the economic forecast for our region? And is it on pace with job growth nationwide? Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss the economic recovery are Miami University Farmer School of Business Department of Economics Associate Professor and Research Associate with the National Bureau of Economic Research, Dr. Greg Nemish. Greg, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber Regional Data and Policy Manager Mark Kylander. Mark, thank you for being with us.
Pleasure to be here.
And Kentucky Chamber of Commerce Senior Policy Analyst Dr. Charles All. Charles, thank you for being with us also.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Questions, comments about the local economy and the jobs report, give us a call, 513-419-7100, or email your thoughts to talk at wvxu.org. Greg, let's start with you, because this does sound like an impressive jobs report that came out in June, but when we take it into the context of life after a pandemic or life on the other side of a pandemic as it starts to wane, hopefully, is there a different way to interpret those numbers? Is it not as positive as it seems?
Really, the June employment report showed that the economy and the labor market continues to strengthen, and it looks pretty good. There is some uncertainty going forward in terms of inflation and any upticks in the Delta variant and spread of the coronavirus in the U.S., but also in the world economy. But overall, most of the economic indicators are pointing in the right direction.
Well, tell us about inflation, because I don't think it's a term that a lot of us can articulate about, but it is something that's out there in the news and something people are paying attention to. What is the threat of it?
So the threat is just general increase in the price level across like all goods. And what that can do is eat away at your savings. It can lead to even more price increases, getting into a wage price spiral, where in the 1970s, there was this real worry that, you know, really high rates of price increases led workers to try to negotiate higher contracts for wages, which led employers to increase their prices. And that we got into this, you know, really increased levels of prices. And so I don't think we're there yet. And I think the central bank is really going to like tamp down on growth and the increase in prices if it gets too high, above 2%.
And what do you think businesses, the business sector, are looking at right now as they look at these numbers and think about whether they're growing, whether they're hiring?
Sure. There's a lot of sectors that are growing very, very rapidly. And what that's leading to on the labor market side is that a big increase in labor demand from employers wanting to hire these higher workers. But labor supply hasn't caught increased as fast. And these are going to be from the workers. And so what that's led to is a lot of job increases, but then also wage increases and competition among employers to try to get those new workers. And so this is a good thing for workers. It's a good thing for many employers, but some sectors, especially low-wage sectors such as leisure and hospitality that were hit really hard by the pandemic are having a hard time getting workers to fill the payroll.
Mark Kylander is Regional Data and Policy Manager at the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber. Mark, what's the local landscape look like as it relates to jobs?
So what we have is actually not the June jobs report. We won't get those numbers for the local level here for another week or so, but we do have back through May. And what we can show is that we've gained about two-thirds of the jobs that we lost back dating to the beginning of the pandemic. As of April 2020, the region had lost 175,000 jobs during the bottom-out period when closures were high, shutdown orders were coming into effect. And that's when we started to see the really, really steep job losses. So far, we're back up to about 117,000 of those jobs have recovered. And that's been really good so far, but we still know that we have a long way to go to get back to where we were before the economic fallout from COVID.
Mark, which areas of the local economy are a little slower to recover right now as it relates to their jobs numbers?
We're looking at a couple different industries specifically, and one that is a bigger concern to us is manufacturing. This is an industry that wasn't maybe directly impacted from COVID, whether that was shutdown orders. Many manufacturing jobs were protected because they were deemed as vital industries. But there were other consequences of COVID from the global economic environment, whether that was supply chain interruptions, accelerating already happening global trends, interruptions in international trade, that really had a stark effect here on our manufacturing employment. And these tend to be higher wage jobs. So the more of those jobs we lose or do not recover, the bigger impact it has for us here locally in our region. And as of May, the total number that we are down right now is about 8,500 jobs that we have not yet recovered in the manufacturing sector. So the longer it takes for us to recover those jobs, the bleaker of a picture it's going to be. Now, at the same time, we've seen really strong recovery in our biggest employment sector, which is healthcare and social assistance, also an industry that was pretty significantly impacted by COVID. But right now, we're looking at employment gains of over 1,600 jobs to where we were in pre-pandemic levels. So this is, again, our largest sector of employment, and one that we're seeing better than national average growth in. And if we have a sector like this that's leading the way, that portends some good news for us here in the region going forward.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the local hiring scene. We know that a lot of places are still struggling to find workers. Are there any particular industries that the chamber might be hearing from that is expressing difficulty right now?
One certainly that we're hearing from locally, and I don't think this is a stranger to any other region across the country, is in this accommodation and food service industry. These are restaurants, bars, and many other locations that were really dramatically affected by COVID, but they also tended to be lower wage jobs with unfavorable working environments. Employment right now is about 85% of what it was in this sector prior to the pandemic, and it's one that continues to lag behind the country as a whole. There are a number of reasons for this, but it's something that we're going to continue paying attention to. And the other kind of constraint on the hiring side, Greg alluded to it a little bit, is just how willing the labor force is to participate. We're seeing that the labor force here in the Cincinnati region is up to 70,000 workers shorter in terms of labor supply than it was prior to the pandemic. And as we have more workers who continue to sit on the sidelines for whatever reason it is, that is going to continue impacting employers' ability to hire, not just in accommodation and food services, but across all employment industries here in the region.
Dr. Charles Aull is a senior policy analyst at the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce. Charles, is the situation across Kentucky similar to what we heard Mark say about Cincinnati?
It is. We're seeing quite a few parallels with what Mark brought up over on the other side of the river. Overall, in Kentucky, job growth is similar to what you're seeing in Ohio, similar to what you're seeing throughout the rest of the nation. We've recovered roughly two-thirds of the jobs that we lost during the height of the pandemic. The bigger concern that we have right now is not so much with the pace of payroll growth increasing, but rather workforce availability, which is really putting a large strain on a lot of our businesses. Overall, our workforce participation rate, for example, in Kentucky, that metric generally lagged national and neighboring state averages. The gap between Kentucky and the nation has actually widened throughout the course of the pandemic. And I think you're really starting to see that in how Kentucky employers are trying to regain a lot of the jobs that were lost throughout the course of the pandemic. It's simply just harder to add those new jobs due to the inability to find workers to fill those jobs. And that's something that we're concerned about, both in the short term and in the long term.
So, Charles, what's the historic reason that Kentucky lags in workforce availability and workforce participation?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. It's one that a lot of folks have spent a tremendous amount of time thinking through. The chamber is certainly spending a lot of time thinking about those types of issues as well. As you mentioned, historically, Kentucky has had a lower workforce participation rate, a lower employment to population ratio than neighboring states and throughout the rest of the nation. And the important thing to remember here is that there's not one singular cause to explain that. Rather, there's a multitude of different things going on that we think plays into that. You have issues such as health outcomes. Kentucky struggles on a number of different health indicators. That's been closely linked to low workforce participation rates. Availability of childcare has been another issue that's come up as a frequent problem. Substance abuse, addiction, mental health issues, potentially some issues related to government programs as well. Things such as unemployment benefits, Social Security, disability insurance. There's a whole range of different factors to play into it, and they all come together to put these larger pressures on our workforce and the availability of workers.
Charles, we've seen Governor Beshear talk in statewide news conferences and also in visits at spots around the state, including in northern Kentucky, that the Kentucky economy is really booming right now. Do you see any vulnerabilities?
Yeah. I mean, again, going back to the workforce issue, that is a long-term concern that all policymakers need to be significantly concerned about, because ultimately we're not going to be able to grow our way back into a full economic recovery unless we have a large availability of high-skilled workers. And we know that's a place where Kentucky is significantly behind in comparison to the nation and neighboring states. And I think one of the concerns you have from there is, what impact is that going to have on our long-term economic recovery? Are businesses going to be able to thrive like we were prior to the pandemic if they're not able to bring in those workers and fill those positions to eventually meet the demand of customers? And so that workforce issue is a major vulnerability in Kentucky. It's one we're going to have to get very serious about solving.
Dr. Greg Nemish is with Miami University, where he is in the Farmer School of Business Department of Economics, working as an associate professor, also research associate with the National Bureau of Economic Research. Greg, we heard unfavorable work environment as it relates to some industries, particularly hospitality and restaurants. And those are areas that are struggling to bring people back in. Is this disruption to that line of work and the number of employees possibly seeking opportunities elsewhere, is that expected to be permanent?
So we'll have to see. So that sector of restaurant work and accommodations has been historically a relatively low wage industry with relatively poor working conditions, low benefits, unflexible schedules. And so now those workers in this current environment are able to go out and find something better for them, right? And looking at different industries. So the quit rate in leisure and hospitality has been very high relative to the level of employment. And so these workers are switching out of that industry and finding something that works better for them. And they're probably unlikely to return. So it might have to be a new set of workers that are coming up and need more experience that might go into that industry. For restaurants. So we'll have to see.
What do you think we've learned about the American workforce during the pandemic, particularly now as people do start to go either back to work or into new opportunities?
So for some folks, it's a really strong workforce. You know, people with higher levels of education, they were tended to be in industries that were relatively resilient during the pandemic, and things are looking really, really good for them. But for workers with less education and lower wage jobs, they were hit really hard during the pandemic. And so for some people, they were able to go find other jobs. But for others, in particular, mothers of young children and school-age children, when schools were closed and no other childcare was available, they dropped out of the labor force pretty quickly. And we're seeing them relatively slowly getting back into the workforce as those childcare issues remain. And also, there's an increased number of retirements, people dropping out of working altogether, early retirements that had shifted earlier. And so those jobs probably are not going to come back.
And Greg, you're a teacher, you're an associate professor in the Department of Economics at Miami University. And I'll just ask you to look into a crystal ball here as a hypothetical and say, you know, when you're teaching 20 years from now, and there might be a course or part of a course about the economy during COVID-19 in America, what do you think you're talking about?
I think it's going to be the federal response and state response to relief and stimulus for this economy in terms of both all the number of stimulus payments across multiple administrations, but also the expansion of the unemployment insurance system, covering more people, extending benefits for a longer duration, and increasing the benefit amount really is setting the stage for this rapid recovery out of the depth of the pandemic, where we lost 21 million jobs and we've already gained back 13 million of them. We got a ways to go, but this recovery has been much more rapid and stronger than for the Great Recession, where a number of economists think that it went too slow and too small. In this time, the government went big and early, and it seems to be paying off so far. We'll see what ends up in terms of the cost of inflation and other things. But right now, I think it was a great response, and that would be the main lesson I would take away.
Mark Kylander is Regional Data and Policy Manager at Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber. Mark, I want to ask you, what do you think you and folks at the Chamber have learned about our local economy and its workforce over the course of the pandemic?
Certainly. One of the things, and I think Greg was addressing specifically the federal and state response, we do have data that we've tracked around the response as it pertains to here specifically in the Cincinnati region. And looking at a program like the Paycheck Protection Program and thinking about the types of businesses that that was designed to support, just here specifically in the region, there are almost 45,000 loans made to businesses who had fewer than 10 employees. And that was over $1 billion worth of money that went into those businesses to help them survive really unprecedented economic challenges. Without that kind of support and ongoing support that we've had through our state and local partners as well, we're not sure what the fate of small business would look like here in the region. Small business is our number one employer in terms of the number of workers who are employed by small businesses here in the region. And in order to have strong economic recovery, we have to have healthy small businesses. Those folks need access to funds, whether that's through government programs, private institutions, or other community lenders. So having open channels that we can continue to assist small businesses is going to help us on the employment side and also increase our economic responsiveness and vitality going well into the future.
Dr. Charles Aull is a Kentucky Chamber of Commerce senior policy analyst. Dr. Aull, Charles, I would ask you the same thing. What do you think the chamber has learned about the economy and its workforce in Kentucky, its vulnerabilities, its strengths? I know we've already touched on its historic problems with workforce availability and workforce participation, but is there anything new that we've experienced over the course of the pandemic that has been enlightening to people like you at the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce?
I think we've learned a lot about the resiliency and innovation of Kentucky employers and Kentucky businesses. During the height of the pandemic, for example, when we badly needed access to more PPE, more hand sanitizing, businesses were able to pivot their production lines and pick up some of the slack in those areas and provide those things that were badly needed throughout the course of the pandemic. And I think the way a lot of businesses were able to really rise above and deliver on that in a very quick fashion is something that I think was very, very inspiring to see and an important lesson for us to take away. I also think the ability of businesses across Kentucky and throughout the nation to adapt to hybrid work environments, remote work environments, very quickly. And I think you're going to see a lot of businesses maintain a lot of those environments at the same time. So those were good positive things that I think we saw come out of the pandemic and things that we'll need to think a lot about and make sure that those things are, you were able to replicate that in future emergencies. But I think we also learned a lot about our vulnerabilities. Greg mentioned childcare a few minutes ago. In Kentucky, access to childcare, that's another long-term issue that we have here. We have a lot of childcare deserts. We have a lot of issues with the affordability of childcare. And when the pandemic hit, we realized just how critical that industry was to Kentucky and how vulnerable it was to something like a virus and a pandemic. And so making sure that we have critical industries like childcare and other sectors that are equally as resilient and equally as able to bounce back from major economic shocks, I think that's something that we're going to need to work on in the future and make sure we're prepared for these types of events as they might happen again.
Dr. Charles Aull is Senior Policy Analyst at the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce. Mark Kylander is Regional Data and Policy Manager at Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber. And Dr. Greg Niemisch is Miami University Farmer School of Business Department of Economics Associate Professor and Research Associate with the National Bureau of Economic Research. Greg, Mark, Charles, thank you so much for the time you gave us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.